Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
George Whitfield spent 9 months in Georgia as a missionary. Upon his return to England, he again entered Oxford to finish his ordination with the Church of England. Many of the clergy opposed Whitfield, and as his followers grew, the opposition grew. 9 of Whitfield's sermons had been published. The one on the new birth got great circulation and became a sort of manifesto for the Methodist movement. The journal of his time in Georgia was also published without his knowledge. The public was becoming very aware of George Whitfield. Why did the Church of England oppose him? He was preaching that you must be born again. The Church of England taught that salvation came through infant baptism, catechism, and the sacraments. Whitfield saw the opposition of the Church of England toward him and concluded their churches would soon be closed to him. He considered preaching in the open air. His first outdoor preaching was at Kingswood, a district of coal miners that was shunned by the general public. There he preached to 200 coal miners in the open air. The following Wednesday, he returned and preached to 2,000. On Friday, he preached to 4,000. On Sunday, there were 10,000 present. The Great Awakening, so to speak, was awakening. This was only the beginning. The open-air preaching in the fields and commons was now the pattern that would continue throughout the duration of the revival. A few years later, George Whitfield preached in a field near London to 25,000 people in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.